Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our fall membership drive. More about that in just a minute. It's also that time of year when we're resetting our healthcare plans, rejiggering our healthcare savings accounts, thinking about what we can do at the end of the year to sweeten the whole tax filing season, and generally taking stock of our financial circumstances. And Jonathan Pont can help. Known as America's financial planner, Jonathan has dedicated much of his career to helping everyday people make the most of their finances. He has appeared on many network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and more than 50 times on NBC. But he is committed to the role of public media and every year joins us to celebrate our annual fall membership drive. Today, we're discussing personal finance issues in retirement with the PBS personal finance expert, Jonathan Pond. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'm delighted to be with you.
You know, of course, most of my shows these days are about politics of one stripe or another. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, that's the first question on a lot of people's minds. You know, we hear these reports, you know, the daily up a percentage point, down a percentage point, whatever it is on the stock market. Is there anything investors should be doing in advance of whatever happens on November 8th?
And I don't think one should. Of course, you see all the pundits in the financial and investing community making predictions, some dire, some ebullient. You can't really pay attention to these people. They're making predictions all the time. Recognize something that I know the teachers out there realize with their students, and that is the difference between genius and stupidity is that genius has its limits. I would hesitate that anybody do anything. There are certain makeups of the government that tend to be better for the investment markets than others, but I think it's shaping up to be a divided government, and that's music to the ears of the investment community.
Why is that?
To be blunt, nothing significant can get done. We've had divided government now for 6 years. The investment community, the investor class, has done very, very well. And you find that when there is control by either the Republican or the Democratic Party throughout the government, and really total control would take 60 seats in the Senate.
Yeah,
I believe
not going to happen.
And that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So if it's divided, there's less it gets done. And I think the investors don't like uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So it's shaping up to be that way. And I think that's what they would prefer. And quite frankly, the old saying, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. And that's why Wall Street is pulling for Hillary Clinton, because they just don't know what Donald Trump will do. Some of his exhortations on these trade deals are troubling, and so there might be a preference there. Mm-hmm. It's hard. You just can't predict. And people say, oh, utilities are going to do great, or tech stocks are going to do great. Just don't follow that advice right now. It doesn't make any difference, because I hope all of the listeners here are long-term investors. And if they are, whatever happens for the rest of the year, and it may not be a very good rest of the year, is lost in the rounding. What you need to be concerned about is where will your money be in 10 years, 20 years, and even further.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. And remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you can't find in bookstores. You cannot order it online. You only can get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And if you have a question for Jonathan Pond this hour, you can call another number. It's 614 972-892-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You said the long term, over the course of the rest of this year, things don't necessarily look too good. Why is that? Is it because of elections or is there something else going on?
Well, I guess three things. The market's done quite well this year. It's very surprising that the stocks are up about 6% on average this year. We've had a tremendous bear market. But the three things that loom, one of the is certainly the election, and that just creates uncertainty. And after the election, there's still more uncertainty as to cabinet appointments and what have you. Mm-hmm. So that should probably last throughout the year. Whether or not the Federal Reserve Board increases interest rates is of great concern. They've almost, advertised that they're going to raise rates in December, and I think it's late that they do that, because if we get into a recession, unless interest rates are a bit higher, they have no ammunition. That's why you hear these situations overseas about negative interest rates. We don't want that in the U.S.
You want them higher so you have somewhere to go.
You want them higher so if in fact you need to stimulate the economy. Worldwide, many major countries are in recession, so you need that ammunition. Exactly, Anne. You must have a doctorate in economics.
No.
and the third thing is we have earnings seasons now coming up for the third quarter, and they have to give their outlooks. And we've actually had, the market just keeps going up, but this will be the sixth or seventh straight quarter where earnings are declining among corporations, and earnings are the key to stock prices. So there are some threats. Do I do anything with respect to those threats? No, because I don't know. And I'm a long-term investor, and it's important to be that way. So you sit back and just ignore all the noise out there. They're just getting very noisy at this point. I've seen things where, the market's going to be down 85% by the end of the year. And this is all nonsense. And then, of course, they say to really get the details of this, subscribe to my newsletter. Mm-hmm. You probably see those on the internet. They come in in your inbox. So you have to sit tight. And that's part of what the tools that we're offering here, I think, provides listeners, members, with the mindset to be able to say, yes, I'm going to take a steady pace. I can learn how to invest in a sensible manner and stick with it.
Thanks to Don and Kathy Faust of Dublin for their pledge today. Once again, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and I'm talking with PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pont. We're offering three thank you gifts to you in a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. We have local volunteers standing by to take your call right now. The number is 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone, any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And Jonathan, why don't we go over a few of those? At the $10 a month as a sustainer or a $120 one-time gift, you get the money. Well, you get the book, Money Smarts. No, you get the Money Smarts Financial Planner. I take that back.
That's right.
Tell us about what the Money Smarts Financial Planner
is. Okay, fine. Also, at the $10 a month level, you can choose the Money Smarts Investment Planner. These are very straightforward. They've been wildly popular only on public media because that's the only place they're offered, or they've been offered. Almost 500,000 people have taken advantage of these over the years. Many multiple times because their situation changes.
Right.
But the Money Smarts financial planner takes a look at all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Insurance, managing your debt before it manages you, a little bit of information on investing, things like estate planning, planning for retirement. Otherwise, if you're retired, the report that you would receive is completely different because retirees have different needs. So it covers a lot of areas in college planning. If you have kids or grandchildren that are headed for college, that if you don't, then I don't waste your time. Every report is unique that you receive. Basically, fill out a questionnaire. You can do it online or on paper. Send it to me. I'll prepare your report and send it back to you either by email or by mail. Everything is confidential. I don't try to sell you anything. I don't give your name or email address to anybody. And that's why I think this has been very popular. Anyway, that's the financial planner. The Money Smarts investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investing. And even if you don't have much or anything to invest, it will give you a plan showing you the way to diversify your investments. What are the best retirement plans to take? Is a Roth better than a 401k? Because you filled out the questionnaire, I know enough about you that I can provide you with that specific guidance, and I'll even make recommendations of no load, that means no commission, mutual funds or exchange-traded funds that fit your individual situation. And I'm very proud of these because no two reports are alike. And I think that's why people have made these the best, most popular, and second most popular thank you gifts in public media.
Right. And I love it when people tell us that they, you know, maybe they don't need the investment guide, but they get the whole package. Maybe their kid's just starting out. They're starting to invest. It's a great way to kind of kick off the experience, too, with some knowledgeable guidance.
It's interesting because a couple of markets have actually studied this, and they find that about a third of the people who ask for these with their membership do it for some other family member. Mm-hmm. And
right.
It can, typically a child, but it could be a parent. And then another issue I think to bring up is that 30% of the people are retired. Mm-hmm. So Jonathan is one guy who realizes that when you retire, your financial life doesn't go away. The financial services industry, rather have younger people to tend to. But retirees need help, arguably more help than us working stiffs.
Thanks to Lynn Kay in Columbus and also Rosemary Moses in Columbus for your pledge of support for All Sides with Ann Fisher for 89.7 NPR News and WOSU Public Media. Remember, it's listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking with Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert today. We need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. We certainly typically focus on one issue for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Now, with $20 a month as a sustainer and or a $240 one-time gift, you get the Money Smarts Financial Planner, the Money Smarts Investment Planner, and the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book. Also, a coupon for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. That enables members to keep either the soft cover book or ebook and give the other version to a family member or a friend. Also, with all of them, at the $10 a month level and also the $20 a month, you get a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. The reason why I'm chuckling is, Jonathan, is I you've got a great name. We've been doing this for years, but
yeah.
Yay you. You've got a great name and you use it.
Well, thank you.
you've said in the past that diversifying investments is the best way to weather any financial storms that come our way, right?
That's correct. I mean, sometimes the market is so horrible or so ebullient that you may want to make a small mid-course change. But that might mean from having 60% of your total investments in stocks and moving it up to 65, or moving it down to 55 or even 50. But when you make big swings in the way you invest, it is very difficult to time getting back in, or maybe paring back your holdings if you've increased them. It's terrible. I remember talking to a guy years ago who had gotten out of the market entirely. And he asked if it was a good time to get back in. Of course, I said any time is a good time to get back in. But by the way, I asked, how long have you been sitting with your money earning nothing? And he gave the year. I had a chart in front of me, and I didn't say it to him. But the stocks had tripled in the interregnum. I mean, this guy, he had severely impaired his financial future because of being scared about what's going on, or listening to someone make dire predictions, and that's just that's a huge problem for many people, and you can say what you want to them, and I hope if they take advantage of the Money Smarts investment planner, or better yet, the combo. There's no overlap between the financial planner and the investment planner. It's just one total look at your situation. I think you'll become more comfortable with investing in a sensible way, because I discuss investments that they're so-called non-correlating investments. These are investments that generally behave like stocks, but they don't decline as much as stocks, and they pay good dividends. They're mainstream companies, and I give you or sectors, and I give you some individual mutual funds or exchange traded funds that are really outstanding. I mean, we're constantly changing those to give you the best ideas and let you go out and do them yourself, buy them yourself. But it's by assembling a decent portfolio, you can, and including bonds. I mean, interest rates are low, but bonds still continue to do pretty well. You're going to do fine over the long run. You might not do fine next year or the next 2 or 3 years, but you're going to do fine over the long run. And people need to realize. And that's why I say in retirees, when they newly retire, they don't change the way they invest. Because the way you invest is dependent upon how long you need the money. And somebody who's 64, most people should use a life expectancy in the mid-90s. So somebody who's 64 has a life expectancy of 31 years, and someone who's 66 and retired has a life expectancy of 29 years. And there's no difference, really. You're investing for the long term.
But a lot of times, it's as I've grown up through the 401k system and that kind of a thing, they say mm-hmm. you start getting more conservative as you approach retirement. And you're saying it's a continuum. It's not like a stop
That's
and
right.
start kind of a
That's
thing.
That's right. Okay. You don't get more conservative, because if you do, you have a good chance of running out of money later on in life. Now, there are certain things you might want to do. Everybody needs small cap funds. But you might want to opt for a small cap fund that pays dividends. And again, if you're retired, the way we have aggregated or recommended the various investments are so specific to an individual situation. I had a big investment banking company once call me up, and they said, tongue in cheek, they said, you're going to put us out of business, because we're paid a lot of money to put people pretty much into the same things. And that doesn't work. So it's a matter of degree, but it's not much change in the way you invest, if you've been investing okay during your working life.
Thank you, Rebecca Kelly in Grove City, for your online pledge. If Other listeners out there want to do it online, just go to WOSU.org and click on the pledge link, and we'll get you started. It takes just a couple minutes. It's just as quick online as off, or on. It's just as quick by phone as it is offline. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest is personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Christian Anderson in Westerville for your pledge. Thanks for your show of support. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Again, or go online to WOSU.org. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. So these thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. Remember that. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. You know, Jonathan, we're talking about investing this and investing that and mm-hmm. where to put our money. And a lot of pretty important issue in all of this is where we put our head. You know, I mean, what are we thinking about and who are we listening to and listening to public media? You just can't beat it for reliability and for sensibility.
It makes so much sense. I love these hours that I spend with you. Maybe it's because I'm a middle child and love to hear myself speak, but long form radio really allows me to really get in touch with people and the real issues. So I hope you will call in with a question. It reminds me once I was on for 20 minutes on national radio and railing against lotteries, you know, which are just outrageous, confiscating people's money, usually more of those who can't afford it to waste their money on lotteries. So I finish up and I get a call. It's my mother, who was then in her 80s, and she just laced into me. She says, "You said lotteries." I said, "Mother, you can't win." And she says, "Well, I'll have you know, I won yesterday." And at one point, I started playing with it. I said, "Well, maybe I could get back in. Breaking news, I'll refute everything I've said about lotteries." And I said, "Well, tell me about it." And she says, "Well, I won a scratch ticket for $20 or something like that." Uh-huh. And then I said, "And what did you do with your winnings?" Knowing what the answer is, which everybody does. "What did you do with those winnings?" And she says, "What do you know? What do you think? I bought more scratch tickets." So you win with your scratch ticket, and then you buy more until you've lost all the money you won. I mean, it's so typical, but it would never have come across. And I guess one of the things I'm saying, I can't convert everybody, but I'm going to do my darndest. And if I have more than 2 or 3 minutes, which is what I get on the national, you know, the big stations, it allows me to flesh out some of these issues. And there are just a number of things you should do. Get the right kind of insurance at the right price. Prepare a will and other estate planning things. And promise me you won't die before you do that. Diversify your investments, of course. Look at where you stand in retirement. Minimize taxes. You don't want to pay any more than the minimum. I know there's been a big hue and cry about a certain person who has been paying no taxes for a long time. I mean, I'm formerly a CPA. I know a lot of people who have that situation. Mm-hmm. But the one thing they have in common is they're in real estate. You just can't, you know, the loopholes in real estate are you can drive a tractor trailer through. So that's the way it is. But you want to take advantage of the rules and pay the minimum taxes. So there are a number of things people should be doing make it habitual. And that's what I try to do with the book and with the planners and with the weekly my weekly ponderings where I give you some money tips and I don't know, some funny quips and, and what have you. Yes.
It's nice. It's nice along the line. Thanks to Stephen Keyes in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Dan Fisher. If that's your cup of tea, show your support right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, a lot of people, when they're saving for retirement, worry about getting a financial planner that they can trust.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the best things about the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the book and everything else that you do is that it sort of arms you with some knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going in and not really knowing what they're talking about, they can sometimes it can sound like gibberish. I'm speaking from personal experience.
That's right.
It helps you feel more comfortable. It's not instead of, it's in addition to due diligence.
You're right. And there are a lot of people who take advantage of these only through their public media stations, I might add. Don't try to call my office and sleaze your way into this because it doesn't work that way. I'm committed to public broadcasting, and you should be as well. So I'm proud to make these exclusives. But a lot of people get these as a second opinion or just to understand the various aspects because people, you know, the financial services industry thrives on obfuscation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could imagine sitting there with Ann and saying, you know, Ann, you really need an income-only charitable remainder unit trust with pickup provisions. And now, you're pretty smart. You know what that is. But,
or I'd
you
ask.
Know, two or three people wouldn't know what that is.
That's if I'm smart, it's because I'd ask.
Yes. And chances are they wouldn't be able to explain it. But and by the way, you'd say, well, how would I fund it? And they would say, well, you'd fund this with an irrevocable life insurance trust. So that's what you have to deal with. These planners, people say it's understandable, it's hopeful, it's helpful, it's made a difference. I even have, a summary in the financial planner. I mean, I make on average about 80 recommendations, and that's overwhelming. So I prepare. It's the part I'm most proud of. It's a priority listing that shows in order of priority what you should be doing first. So you're not going to sit there and say, I spend the rest of the year doing all this stuff. So that, you know, if you're parents with young children and you don't have a will, I make that the highest priority item and jump all over you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you deserve to be jumped all over. If you're a single person in his or her early 20s, it's not a high priority item, but I say, you know, it wouldn't hurt to get a will, but it's a lower priority item. So you can have a game plan, and you won't have arcane words in them. The investment planner has a glossary.
Right.
So you can go back and check and see if you don't understand. You know, even a stock versus a bond. How are they different? But what you have to do is very simple. 866-897-9678. That's a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Call and say thank you to WOSU for what they do for you every day of the year. And take advantage of these thank you gifts. The volunteers there are more than happy to explain them. It ranges from $5 a month as a sustainer to $20 a month as a sustainer. And you're going to get a good return on this investment. The return comes in knowing you're a member of the family here, but I like to think that my planners will provide you with a return, and I work very hard on them, and I want you to get information that you know. You're pleased with that. So many members at WOSU do this every year or every couple of years because they know their situation changes. Our planners, this is a moving target. The investment industry and all that is a moving target. We're changing them almost daily to reflect the best information we can. And yes, it is perceived of as a tremendous threat to the financial services industry, and that's too bad. But my allegiance is not to the financial services industry. I mean, all we have to look at is these banks. And what's going on with some of them? So it's us against them. I want to be on your team. I guess that's the situation.
Thanks to Michael Allen in Delaware and also Melinda Sinha in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Really appreciate you listening today. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it's our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher and all of the other great NPR programs such as Morning Edition and All Things Considered. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert and my guest today. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. That's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll also fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan can send you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you get his book, all that for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member. Or the best deal of the day, for a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package. That's Jonathan Pond's newest book, a personalized financial planner and a personalized investment planner. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. It's very easy, very affordable to become a member online at WOSU.org. Or call 1-866-897-9678. And remember, if that's not in your budget, the last thing Jonathan would recommend is you overreach.
That's right.
Do what you can. At $5 a month, you can get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, the subtitle, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And that's a great start as well. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Is home still a good investment? It's rough around here right now. I mean, depending on the neighborhood you go into, it's very tight market right now. There's not a lot of stock. There's a lot of neighborhoods, though, that are kind of on that brink of regeneration could make a very good investment. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's what's happening here in Boston, is that people are going out to some of the towns that are rejuvenating, let's put it that way, and it's much more affordable. I think people should get into a house as soon as possible. It can be expensive. It may take a while. But on the other hand, if you're in no rush, the best asset to have in buying a house that's the right house for you is time, to have the time to look around and get ready to pounce. Interest rates are still low. Prices are high in many markets. You're exactly right, Anne. The housing stock is limited, but that doesn't mean you have to pounce right now. Mm-hmm. You can wait around, but don't wait for the perfect moment. Don't wait for housing prices to decline again and interest rates to decline even more. I've got two words for people that wait for that perfect confluence of events, and the two words are permanent renters. So, but join the crowd who loves to pay for home repairs and all that. Let me put it this way. If you can be mortgage free by the time you retire, you're going to have a great deal of difficulty not having a pretty good retirement, if not a very good retirement. On the other hand, renters and those with mortgages are more challenged. Doesn't mean it doesn't work for them. By all means. But having the mortgage paid off should be an important goal when you're a homeowner, and it may be you've got 15 years to run and you want to retire on the mortgage and you want to retire in 5 years. Well, if you can make extra payments, you can amortize that mortgage in 5, 6, 7 years and you're off and running. So actually, the Money Smarts financial planner deals with that issue Because I'll know from the questionnaire that you have a mortgage. I know your age. I know when you want to retire. So I'll give you some suggestions and great ways to prepay the mortgage. Incidentally, a couple of things. The questionnaires are very easy to fill out. They take about a half hour each to fill out. And that's the objective here, is to make these things simple enough so you don't have to fish around for data all weekend.
You know, Jonathan Pond, I've been seeing again recently, this happens periodically, where you hear about why money experts say you should not pay off your mortgage before retirement.
Oh, I know that.
What's that?
I know the ones
who's
pushing that.
I'm a devotee of Jonathan Pond, but yeah. I still wonder, why are they saying that? What's the gig?
Yeah, I know one who's doing that on the national media all the time, and it's very simple. If you pay off your mortgage, it's less money that they have to manage.
Ah.
So they'd rather than have you put $200 a month against your mortgage, the argument is, give me the $200 a month, and I can manage it and charge you commissions and fees on the money.
And I'll do a better job of making more money for you, they're saying, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, the argument is, if you got a 3-4% mortgage, you know, you can earn more than 4% on your money. Well, that's probably true. I wouldn't assume over the long run you'd make more than 5%.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, not all of your money that is earning 4%. You typically have some money in money market funds, in a savings account. Those things are earning nothing. So you make, in essence, 4% by paying down the mortgage. And paying down the mortgage is just good for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel good that you're making progress and you have the opportunity to be mortgage free.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does to the family budget, I mean, it's pretty obvious. It should be to people. So I refute those people. I will say, though, I think it's important that you raise the issue. You know, these things, Anne, you're a perfect shill, because these items, I always worry.
Great.
I'm asked a question, is this covered in the report?
Uh-huh.
And I will mention to you, there are circumstances where you shouldn't make extra payments against the mortgage. One, if you got credit card loans that are much higher interest. Secondly, if you aren't making good use of the retirement plans at work, which are tax deductible. But after that, after I've been free and loose with you, paying, you know, doing as you will with your money, after that, put some extra money against the mortgage. Here's something interesting. A $100,000 mortgage with 25 years to run, put an extra $100 a month against that, and it won't take 25 years to pay it off. It'll take 15 years. Just $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Quit going to the designer coffee places. Easily saved. Bring your lunch to work. Take public transit. If you live in an area where you can. You know, public transit, they have billionaires in New York taking the subway. I mean, I'm going to give you the straight scoop on this, and it's not going to be stuff you don't want to hear. It's going to be stuff that it's going to say, you know, that makes sense. I want to do it. It's a medium priority item on my summary list, so maybe I don't need to do it right now, but I'm going to do it.
Marcia in Mount Vernon, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Marcia. Hello, Marcia. Okay, we'll try to get Marcia back. Let's check on Marcia. In the meantime, Marie in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Marie.
Hello there. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I've been retired for about 20 years now, and my money is in my credit union, and I was trying to decide, should I take it out of the credit union?
Should you take it out of the credit union?
Yes.
Not all of it, certainly, but you might want to give it a chance to grow, even in a fairly straightforward way, a high dividend blue chip stock investment fund, which you can do for a couple of thousand dollars. I think you should, because you're losing ground to inflation. Even though inflation is low, you're losing ground to inflation. And I listen, I appreciate credit unions. I love credit unions. And but you may want to consider, and I could make some suggestions in the investment planner, but I think you should consider doing it. How old are you?
Marie?
80.
80. Oh, you've got plenty of time. Double your money. maybe not. But I would do it. It'll be a bit of a diversion, and and you're not gonna, you know, it just. I mean, I would say take a third of the money out of the credit union. I'm just pulling some numbers out. Take a third of the money, invest it, get comfortable with it, and then maybe in a year or two, take a second third and keep a third safe.
What about my 401?
You still have your 401, okay.
Yeah, roll that. Well, that may be easier to do. Just roll that over to an IRA. Set up an IRA account at a company, and if you want to make your own investment decisions, or they can provide some level of help, do an IRA at the, you know, something like Vanguard or T. Rowe Price or Fidelity or Charles Schwab. And also, oh, you know, I'm so delighted, because one thing I would say, Marie, in the report is, I'll say, well, start out with a target date fund, a fund that is invests in accordance with what you want, how much risk you want to take. And I would invest in probably a 2030 target date fund. And your report will provide some existence. It means that it assumes that that the money will become very conservatively invested in the year 2030.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And if you want it to be even more conservatively invested, take a 2015 or a so-called income. But your report will explain these things.
Okay.
And you can do that with one fund. And I think these target date funds or balanced funds, things like Vanguard, Wellington, are excellent funds for people who don't want to, you know, worry about this every day, and want a pretty conservative way to invest. So thank you so much for that call. It's great. Good for you, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Marie, thank you so much, and thanks for listening. Marcia in Mount Vernon, you're on the air. Hi, Marcia.
Yes, hello.
Hi, go ahead.
My question is this. We have had a CD that's worth about $12,000. We've had it for years, and it doesn't grow hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we are comfortable with our retirement savings. I've asked our financial planner what we should do with that, and he hasn't really made many suggestions. We've just left it there. Do you have any suggestions?
Do you have this, say, for an emergency fund, or do you have other resources for that?
We have other resources.
You have other resources.
So well, it's just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, $12,000. I'm going to dwell on target date funds. How old are you, Marcia?
I'm 69.
Yep. Get a 20-year, you know, a 35, probably 2035. It'll have most of the money in stocks, but it's money you apparently don't need right away. So do that, and let it ride, because interest rates, I'm afraid, and retirees are just getting pummeled with low interest rates. But I see nothing on the horizon that's going to make rates get back to where they used to be. I mean, you used to get, you know, it wasn't too many years ago. Certainly you and I have been around long enough, Marcia, to know that CDs are paying 5% not too long ago. Well, those days are, you know, it's going to be a while before that happens again. So you got to take a little more risk with your investments, unfortunately, because low-risk investments just don't pay anything these days.
Marcia, thank you for that call. Thanks to Kevin Hart in Sunbury for your pledge. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for showing your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher for 89.7 NPR News. If you would like to show your support, there's a number you can call. It's 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or you can go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Remember, this is 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. The best deal we are offering this hour is at $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio. You get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Also, for just $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner or the Money Smarts Financial Planner.
Correct.
Pick the pledge level that works for you. $5, $10, or $20 a month as a sustaining member. And remember, every dollar helps 89.7 NPR News. It helps keep All Sides on the air. Have your sustaining membership withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And I love it when I can say that there are local volunteers standing by to take your call right now. So you'll be talking to somebody from Central Ohio. This is one of the ways they show their support for 89.7 NPR News. There are other ways, and one of them is to pick up the phone or go online and show your support right now. Thanks to Pamela Thompson and Pataskala and Jeffrey Alexander in Worthington for your support. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to do that.
Anne, if I may chime in a second.
Sure.
There's no deadline on filling out the questionnaires.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You can wait. Most people do it right away, but you can wait as long as you want. I'm not holding you to a time limit.
Well, that's why you can give them as gifts easily, too.
Exactly. Excellent point. The other thing is there is a deadline, though, and the deadline is at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
I take this Mary Clambake back to my office in Boston, and that's it for this pledge period. So I hope you'll call in now at whatever level is comfortable for you. The WOSU members are super, and there are many that I'm sure they will report to Ann. Many are stepping up to the $20 sustainer level, $20 a month, and you're going to make a big difference in WOSU, and I'm going to do my darndest to make a big difference in your financial life. Incidentally, I don't swear, and there was a thing that came out. I heard it on NPR, where else, which said that people that don't swear are not as intelligent. To which I responded, well, I'll tell you one thing: my wife and my three daughters are brilliant people. Then.
Those poor people that live with you. Thank you to Ann and Tony Colleger in Columbus for your pledge of support. We only have about 8 minutes to go before the end of the hour. So pick up the phone, 1-866-897-9678. Sorry if I spin that out too fast. And also, you can go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. We have an email from Mary. Jonathan Pond, she writes, our first grandchild was born 3 weeks ago, and we would like to start some sort of a savings plan that will be available to him around the time he starts college or later if he chooses. Can you suggest a couple options we could pursue to achieve this? We could currently contribute $25 to $50 a month. Thanks for your help, and thank you for your support of public radio. So Mary's saying thanks, Jonathan Pond.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. I appreciate that. I would suggest, and you probably a 529 plan. There's another plan of the Coverdell Savings Plan, Education Savings Plan. Coverdell, Coverdell, the member of Congress who devised this. Go to savingforcollege.com, and they will explain these 529 plans, college savings plans, which you can generally contribute modest amounts to, and they will invest the money in accordance with the youngster's age. So as the youngster reaches nears college age, the money is invested more conservatively, which is exactly the way it should be, as opposed to, as we discussed earlier, retirees. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a 17-year-old is going to need that money. I think that would be a great choice. Sometimes you get a tax break in the state in which you reside, a little bit of a state income tax break. Otherwise, if I just throw out one, I know it's considered the best. I believe it's run by Vanguard, but it's the Utah plan. You can set them up in any state.
Oh, okay. But, you know, that is something regarding your financial planner. It's state specific. You'll check out the laws for the investment planner about what's legal, what's not, what you can do.
That's correct. That's correct. But it's a great way to put some money away because heaven only knows college is not getting any cheaper.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Thanks, Mary, for that question. It was a good one. As usual, our callers and emailers always have good questions. So
yeah.
We do have a few more minutes left. If you do have a question or comment, you want to give us a call, do it right now. 614-292-8513. If you're dying to give to show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher, you can call this number, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We only have about 5 minutes to go, so show your support right now, 1-866-897-9678. You know, talking about younger people, do you think children are going to struggle more financially in the future, Jonathan Pond, compared with their parents today, or what?
That's a common refrain. And I've been at this business long enough to know that it's been repeated so many times. I looked it up, and since the 70s, I think it's been repeated 7 or 8 times where we go through these periods where our kids aren't going to be as well off as we are. I don't buy that. I think the concern I have, and you're in a college town, and the students that are listening need to hear, need some tough love here. Technology, artificial intelligence, robotics, and all that are going to endanger many careers. And you need to look at that. You hate to say it. You may have a passion, but that passion may not result in a gainful employ. So I am more concerned now that kids will not have the advantages of their ancestors, but I think it's up to the individuals. Getting a good education or learning a trade that is going to be around and opting for a career that is likely to be sustained is important, and it is an unfortunate outgrowth of the situation we see with technology, self-driving cars and what have you. I mean, that is an article in the paper recently that talked about robotic security guards.
Right.
And $7 an hour, and they go around the building, and they're robotic, and that could displace an awful lot of people. So it's a challenge for people, but you know, challenges are merely opportunities in work clothes. So go to it. I think we'll be okay. Education still is so important.
Just a couple minutes left in the hour. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to listener support, listeners like you giving what they can to support this programming. The conversations you hear on this show are unique to public radio. Keep the conversation going by making a pledge right now, and perhaps you can get one of the great thank you gifts we've been talking about. You know, a lot of times, Jonathan, people say, oh, you know, membership drive's coming up. I bet you it's a big drag. It's not a drag for me. I have no problem asking all of our great listeners to support us. That's what we do. That's part of who we are. We care about it. It's a very symbiotic relationship. We do all of this for you, and you do a little back for us. And everybody benefits in the long run.
You're so right. I've had a long association with public media, and it just makes me feel good to know that you're supporting, and you're in an area with a great university, mm-hmm. but you're supporting the most accessible educational vehicle that's available anywhere, and that's in your market, WOSU. So it richly deserves your support, and I'm delighted with the support you're showing me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to return that in kind, certainly. But do call now. The operators will be around, I think, mm-hmm. For a while.
Yep.
But make the call now and take advantage of these.
Jonathan Pond, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Ann, as well.
That's personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. Thanks to Diane Montgomery and Gahanna for your support. Thanks to everybody for listening today. You've been listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media.